Hi, I'm Dr. Caroline Leaf, and welcome to my podcast, Cleaning Up Your Mental Mess, something that I do every day, and I hope that this podcast is helping you do. Well, in today's podcast, we're going to be talking about arguments. When was the last time you had an argument? And can you think of how it made you feel? You know, that like emotional and physical feeling, it's just like awful. Well, did you know that arguments, unmanaged arguments, or not resolving arguments, can actually decrease longevity? I mean, really, we really need to resolve our arguments. So that's why I decided to do this podcast today. And we're going to talk about some recent research, and we're going to talk about how to manage or tie off arguments that can get you some level of resolution. But before we begin, just to remind you, these podcasts are for educational purposes only. They are not medical advice. For any medical advice, I recommend you talk to a medical professional. Life can be hard, and it's easy to feel stressed, anxious, and out of control. What if there was a way to take back control? What if there was a practical way to detox your brain? This is now possible with NeuroCycle, the first ever scientifically tested brain detox app shown to help reduce anxiety and depression by up to 81%. Users are guided through a variation of audio and video, brain exercises, and mind management lessons every day. I'm excited to share some of the latest features in the app, including guides for children and parents, detailed feedback and recommendations, written guides through days 22 through 63 of the NeuroCycle, and an easy way to track your progress. There are over 500,000 NeuroCycle users worldwide, and the app has helped change thousands of lives, including people trying to find purpose in life, overcoming fear, better sleep, improved relationships, managing intrusive thoughts, depression and anxiety, and so much more. NeuroCycle is for everybody. No matter who you are, what you've been through, or what you do, you have an incredible mind and brain that is always on and needs to be managed so that you can live your best both mentally and physically. This app is designed for individuals, couples, families, businesses, or corporations, for everyone, everywhere. Join us by committing just a few minutes a day and see how your life is transformed. In just 63 days, you will have begun rewiring your brain for a happier and healthier life. Download the NeuroCycle app today and start changing your life one thought at a time. Just look for NeuroCycle on the iTunes App Store or Google Play, or visit neurocycle.app. The link and more information will be in the show notes. So, a study was done, actually a very interesting study was done, where they put couples into a lab, and they were in separate different rooms, and each couple was told to have an argument in the way that they normally, you know, talk about something that's contentious. And kind of like, you know, talk about it as though they were at home. So something that they knew they would probably have an argument about. And each couple was in their own little cubicle, and that was the only instruction they were given. And so they were observed. Just before the experiment, all the couples had little blisters put onto their hands. It's called the blister study, and it didn't hurt them. And generally, it takes about 3 weeks for a blister to heal, just a basic blister. And our body heals in cycles of 3 weeks. So the bigger the blister, or the bigger the wound or whatever in your body, you would have multiple cycles of 3 weeks. But for a basic blister, it would take about 3 weeks to heal. Anyway, so these couples were then instructed, and they were observed, and the blisters were put on their hands. They were put in the cubicles. They had their little arguments. Some of them were arguing in a very agreeable way. Some were not so agreeable. Some were downright nasty. Some were really awful. There were all different ways that they were arguing, from the good to the bad to the ugly. And after 3 weeks, they brought these couples back, and they looked at the healing. They looked at the impact of the argument on the blister. So they wanted to see how the blister had healed. Those that had argued in a reasonable way, that had agreed to disagree, that kind of resolved the argument and got to a point of tying it off, their blisters were healed. The others, the healing reduced by, in some cases, up to 65% less. In other words, their healing was only at like a 35% level instead of a 100% level. So in those couples that really argued in a contentious way and didn't tie off the argument, their healing had reduced by up to 65%. And that's just a basic overview of the study. You can go and read more about the study. But essentially what that tells us, this was in an observed situation. So what is happening in an unobserved situation? The point is that arguments do impact how we function physically and mentally, and will have a physical impact on our body. So that was a super interesting study because it was looking at how the body needed to have the immune response and the stem cell response to heal the blister and how that was slowed down. So the natural physical functioning, the natural healing properties of the body was dramatically reduced by the argument. Now, recent research coming out of Oregon State University, they found that when people have resolved an argument, okay, so didn't leave it unresolved, when they resolved the argument, they found that the emotional response associated with the disagreement is significantly reduced and in some situations can be entirely erased. So they looked at the emotional response. They didn't look at, this was another study now separate from the blister study. They looked at the emotional response. And so basically when you think of, that's in the beginning of this podcast, I say to you, just cast your mind back and gather awareness of when you most recently had an argument and how you felt. I mean, I can just recall it. I mean, my heart was fluttering. My entire body was like tense. I felt like actually kind of nauseous. I remember my eyes like narrowed. I remember feeling like so emotionally like upset, so overwhelmed. And then as soon as the argument was resolved, it was like, phew, this like completely different feeling. But while the argument was happening and was unresolved, it was awful. So now also think of an argument, but think of an argument that you didn't resolve on the spot, that you had an argument and you walked away in the midst of the argument without it being resolved. And then how you felt in that time period, which may have been a few hours or days or even weeks, and how in your mind you were building up all these narratives and how every time you thought about that situation, it was affecting you. I mean, this has happened to me. I found myself like on the treadmill thinking, they said this and I'm going to say that and they said this and that narrative and that's what that means and I'm going to this and that and feeling so awful that I'd stop myself because I'm so good now at self-regulating and neurocycling that I caught myself. And thought, well, this is going to mess up my workout because your mind controls your body. And I'm on the treadmill trying to get a good workout. And here I am thinking about this unresolved argument. So quickly did a neurocycle and made sure that my active reach was, I am going to make a plan to go resolve this argument. I mean, that is how important it is that we manage our mind. Otherwise, I would have may as well just got off that treadmill because I was losing 60, 70, 80% of the benefit because my mind was not in a good place and my body was starting to respond. You see, wherever your mind goes, your brain and body follow. Okay, and as in the example of the blister, the healing ability of the body reduced by up to 65%. I mean, this is quite phenomenal when you think about it. Okay, so coming back to the Oregon State University study, which was just released in March of this year, it was actually very, very interesting because they did a whole thing looking at the emotional response, and they looked at reactivity and residue. And reactivity is the level of negative emotions around the actual argument, and then residue is the effect over the next day or the next couple of days. So what they found is that when people resolve the argument, even if you didn't solve it, even if you didn't completely fix the whole thing, if you came to a level of resolution, so like even if it was agreeing to disagree, that is a resolution. When people resolved an argument, the emotional response with the disagreement was significantly reduced. In some cases by up to 50%. And in some situations, it was completely erased, the emotional effect. Now, when we talk about emotional effect, that argument is an experience, a toxic experience. What you are arguing about is the root of the thought tree. You've seen me talk about thought trees before. So the experience of the argument is what you're processing through your mind into your brain as a protein thought tree. The actual argument, what you're arguing about over here, and then your interpretation of how you think, feel, and choose about that argument are these the branches here. So those are the root memories and those are the branch memories. So each person, you and the person you're arguing with, each will have these toxic trees inside of their brain. Okay, so now our mind is how we think, feel, and choose. So feels the emotions. So we think, feel, and choose, and we build a think, feeling, choosing source into the roots, and how we think, feel, and choose about that source is built into here. So the emotions are in here. Now, this is toxic. So these are toxic emotions. This is generating neurochemical chaos in the brain and the body. It's upsetting the electromagnetic balance in the brain and the body. These proteins are not folded correctly, so the vibrations are incorrect. So there's a direct impact on the neurophysiology of the brain and the body. This also impacts the cells of the body. So therefore, the DNA is affected. And immediately, you would have an impact on, for example, the telomeres which are the ends of chromosomes, which are responding to how you're managing your mind and are responsible for cellular health. So in that state, your cellular health starts dropping off. So coming back to the blister study, those couples that didn't resolve their argument had this toxic thought was there in the brain, and now they've got this blister. And that toxic thought, which is a real thing made of proteins and all these abnormally formed proteins and all these this toxic root and unresolved and all this stuff and generating the wrong energy, then impacted and had a negative impact on the immune system ability to heal and the stem cells and the ability of the body to heal itself. And so that's actually what happened. It actually had a long-term over, it carried over. So this thought, the emotions that are in this thought are very, have a real physical structure. So feeling frustrated or angry or irritated or building this narrative in your head, all these branches that you keep adding to this is generating all this toxic energy, which is then affecting the physical function of the body. So the emotions and the how you think, feel, and the choices you are making around this narrative that you're creating of that argument that's unresolved is alive, it's living, it's dynamic, it's generating this toxic energy, and that is going through the body and affecting the body's ability to heal itself or function like it should. And that could translate into any different thing. It could be that your GI symptoms get worse, or that you suddenly have this incredible heart pain. I mean, I've experienced that, where I have an unresolved issue, and I know when I have unresolved issues because my heart physically gets sore. I'll wake up in the morning and it feels like my heart is actually physically sore. I can feel the pain in my heart, and then I resolve it and it goes away. And so for me, I know that that is a very strong physical warning signal that I have an unresolved issue going on in my life. And that's not good, because that's affecting my cardiovascular health. So I recognize that and I manage it. And so I'll recognize that pain and I'll go and do the work around what are the emotional impact and what are my behaviors and what are my narrative? What's going on? Where's it coming from? What am I going to do about it? How am I going to reconceptualize that? So I'd use the neurocycle to go through that process, so that I then, and my active reach would be go to that person and work through a process of solving this problem. And you can neurocycle together to solve the problem. If I asked you what is the number one health problem people from all over the world are facing, would you know what it is? If you guessed sleep, you'd be right. Many people lack energy throughout the day, but this lack of energy is a symptom of a bigger problem that is very often difficult to gain control over: sleep deprivation. A lack of good quality sleep can affect your mood, hormones, weight gain, and many other factors, including your mental health. If you find yourself staring at your ceiling for hours trying to fall asleep, or if you wake up in the morning feeling like you don't get enough sleep, I invite you to try a simple bedtime routine that helps me sleep like a baby. All it takes is a glass of water and two safe, natural magnesium breakthrough capsules 30 minutes before hitting the pillow. The 7 essential forms of magnesium in this full-spectrum supplement help you relax, unwind, and turn off your active brain after a long, stressful day, so you can sleep peacefully and wake up feeling refreshed, vibrant, and alert. Magnesium Breakthrough has become a household name over the years because of its reputation. Just recently, the company released their 4th upgraded formulation that works even better than before. And for a limited time, BioOptimizers, the makers of Magnesium Breakthrough, are offering additional bonus gifts for the next 1,000 customers or while supplies last. They are including free bottles of their full line of digestive health products, including their powerful digestive enzymes, Masszymes, their patented probiotic P3OM, and the HCL product to alleviate heartburn and acid reflux. These free products will support your digestive system, so you experience less bloating and gas throughout the day, which means less energy spent trying to digest foods while you absorb more nutrients from the foods you eat to support optimal brain and body health. Just visit madbreakthrough.com/Dr. Leaf and enter the code DrLeaf10 to activate this exclusive limited time offer. This offer is only available at madbreakthrough.com/Dr. Leaf. The link and details will be in the show notes. Okay, so why is this important? Bottom line is that the extent, and this I'm reading from the study, from this Oregon study, the extent to which you can resolve an argument and tie them off, and I love that, tie them off, is important for maintaining well-being in life. So if you've got a bone with someone, if you've got a bone to pick with someone, if you've got an argument, if you've got a disagreement, whether it's the little one that you just kind of never resolve every day, and they just keep accumulating cumulatively over time, if you haven't tied them off, that is building in your brain. So it may not be like a major blow-up, But maybe there's these little things that you're not resolving. And those are very dangerous too. And this is what this Oregon State University study is talking about, is that these little arguments that you just don't deal with that seem, oh, they're not so important, but they actually are, because they're the little things that cumulatively over time build and become a problem. I refer you back to the blister study. That was one experiment in a lab where they discussed for 20 minutes or whatever it is that people had these contentious discussions. And 3 weeks later, they came in and the blister hadn't healed very well in a lot of in the people that didn't have the arguments tied off. So they kept that narrative in their head. And one of the questions they did ask them when they came back is, did you ever resolve this? And the ones who had the worst healing, so in other words, the least amount of healing happening, so hardly any healing of the blister, were the ones that had the most unresolved arguments. So they had still carried that with them for 3 weeks. The longer you carry this, the more you think about it, the bigger it is. This is toxic. This threatens your survival. This is putting everything at risk and making you feel awful. And it will spill over into all areas of your relationship and working life. And I mean, these things are pervasive. You can eventually, you know, they can become so big that you can't even see the wood for the trees. I mean, this is how you view life. Maybe this is how you view everything with that person. It can get to the point where they can't even say hello, and you think that they're arguing with you because you're looking at them through this. So, and I mean, that's not good for you, nor is it good for that person. So these things need to be resolved. Okay, so there's much research, including my book. In my book, I talk about this research of showing how unmanaged minds lead to unmanaged toxic stress, which can affect health from mental health problems such as depression and anxiety to physical problems such as heart disease and GI diseases, weakened immune system, reproductive difficulties, all kinds of stuff. In the first part of my book, I talk about how I looked at various different biomarkers with my team of neuroscientists and how we had two groups, a control group and an experimental group. And the control group, they didn't get any mind management, but an experimental group got mind management and they were working on their issues. It wasn't an argument, but I was showing the link between mind and brain. And those that didn't embrace the anxiety and depression, et cetera, that they were experiencing and be a thought detective and manage it through the neurocycle, it affected their health. They got increased inflammation, they had increased biomarkers showing increased inflammation, increased problems with their stress system, increased problems with risk to cardiovascular system, to their brain, to the neurological system and so on, and even down to the level of the telomeres, which was affecting cellular health. I mean, cellular health is affected. Cells make up everything. That means all your systems get affected. But those ones that did mind manage, that did work through their issues, their health improved dramatically, significantly. So we saw inflammation decreasing and cellular health improving. So there's a lot of research showing that our mind does impact our body, and arguments are toxic things in our mind that we experience, and that everything that we experience processes into our brain and becomes thoughts. And those thoughts are real and they impact every cell of our body, because if it's in your brain, it also goes into every cell of your body and in your mind, which is this gravitational field all around you and through you. So it's all over the place. It's all through and in you and out you. So we got to resolve them, because it's real and it's like messy. And that's why we've got to clean up our mental mess. Okay, so we all get this with major stresses. I mean, it's very easy to understand if you're in poverty or if you're in war or like the pandemic. It's like really, it's easy to understand that those very adverse circumstances can have effects on our physical health and our mind. It's easy to, and remember, mental health is not a disease, okay? It's a response to adverse circumstances, okay? But we don't always think about those daily chronic little stresses. You know, those little things that I mentioned a few moments ago, like minor inconveniences that can happen throughout the day, or these little, like minor inconveniences, little arguments, little things that go wrong, little bad habits that form in work relationships or family relationships. Those build if they're not managed. And they are also affecting your system, your entire brain and body, and all the systems of your brain and your body. And it has an impact on mortality. So the big stuff can reduce mortality, and the unmanaged daily lifestyle issues also decrease mortality. In fact, in this book, I show how over the last 40 years, when we've moved away from mind management over the last 40 years, there has been a shift from people living longer to people dying younger. So if we don't manage our mind, we are in an age where scientifically we are showing that without mind management, without resolving issues, we are shortening our lifespan.
Wouldn't it be nice to have something you can carry with you that helps you manage your stress levels? Apollo is a new wearable device that improves the way your body deals with stress that we face daily as human beings. It can help you sleep better, stay calm, focus more, be more present, and feel less overwhelmed. The Apollo wearable was developed by neuroscientists and physicians. It delivers gentle, soothing vibrations that condition your nervous system to recover and rebalance after stress. It's like a wearable hug for the nervous system, using touch therapy to help you feel safe and in control. I love that the Apollo is a safe, natural way to feel your best without drugs or any unwanted side effects. It has been studied in multiple clinical trials and real-world studies and has been shown to support up to 40% less stress and feelings of anxiety, up to 19% more time in deep sleep, and up to 25% increase in focus and concentration. Apollo trains the nervous system to cope with stress better over time, which is why I wear my Apollo device on my wrist for a few sessions a day, even when I'm traveling. It's super easy to travel with if you are always on the go like me. Indeed, I love that my Apollo device helps me manage stress and improve my sleeping patterns, especially during the times when I'm extra busy traveling for conferences and trying to get stuff done. Do you want to improve your sleep, relaxation, focus, recovery, and mindfulness habits? Try Apollo today. Get $40 off the Apollo wearable at apolloneuro.com/Dr. Leaf. That's $40 off at apolloneuro.com/Dr. Leaf. The link and details will be in the show notes. So when it comes to arguments, okay, so which is what we're really focusing on today, avoidance and lack of closure increase anxiety. Okay, so if you don't deal with stuff, so you know that there's an issue between you and you just keep avoiding it, not dealing with it, that's when you're going to build up this thing in your head like I described earlier on. Or if you have a huge clash and you do have an argument, but you don't resolve it and you walk away angry. Both of those situations, the one is just kind of suppressing and the one is a big clash that you don't resolve. Both of those are going to affect your health, mental and physical health. So what the study in the Oregon study says is that when it comes to arguments, avoidance and lack of closure increase anxiety. So this is so interesting because if you avoid and you don't deal with it, this thing is growing bigger. This thing is threatening your survival. What does our body and brain do if our survival is threatened? Signals are sent from the non-conscious mind and from the body in the form of emotional warning signals like depression and anxiety, and physical warning signals like sore hearts. Okay. And what are those telling us? Hey, pay attention. Anxiety is saying, hey, pay attention, something needs resolving. Sore heart, hey, pay attention, something needs resolving. So when you avoid, your body looks after you, your mind looks after you. Your wise mind says, hey, anxiety, warning signal, alarm, pay attention. So you don't run from the anxiety, you don't suppress the anxiety, you embrace the anxiety. What is this anxiety telling me? What is this sore heart telling me? What is this rumination telling me? What do I need to fix? I need to be a thought detective. When we avoid things, then it increases your reactivity. Now, you often hear me talking about being a responder, not a reactor. When you mind manage, when you get into self-regulated mind management, which is what I teach you in this podcast and all my work and in this book, self-regulated mind management, you become a responder. So when that person says something that triggers you, instead of you firing off and a whole argument starting, you catch yourself and you become a responder. You quickly neurocycle in your head and you respond instead of reacting. So instead of building up a toxic thought and getting into an argument, you respond. And that's what the neurocycle is teaching you, okay? So when you make the decision to do that, when you listen to the anxiety, you listen to the sore heart, and you actually try and control and tie off. You may even launch into an argument and then stop yourself and say, okay, we need to agree to disagree. How are we going to resolve this? And you start trying to tie it off. I love that, tying it off. How are we going to agree to disagree, or how are we going to agree to agree, wherever it goes. When you do that, you start reducing reactivity. You train yourself through self-regulated mind management to be less reactive and more responsive. Okay? And that leads to a decrease in negative emotions, because you're basically getting rid of these and turning them into healthy emotions, and an increase in positive emotions. Energy is never lost. Energy is always transferred. So when we are decreasing reactivity and becoming a responder, we're decreasing negative emotions and we're turning them into positive emotions. We're reconstructing them realistically. We're not going to deny them. We're just going to say, well, that's not going to help. This is going to help. We're going to reconstruct it. Okay?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So what they found was that when people did what I've described, if the argument was resolved, people reported half the reactivity on that day. So they, instead of feeling like when they resolved, instead of feeling like this huge reactivity, this sore heart, lots of anxiety, it was half the anxiety, half that physical pain, which is not completely gone, but at least it was half the reactivity. And the next day, there was no residue. How many times have you had an argument that you haven't resolved? And the next day, you wake up and there's this residue, there's this after effect. There's a still feeling, like I said, on the treadmill, it's affecting me kind of thing. Just this horrible feeling, this hovering anxiety, this residue, this hangover. And that is all this toxicity still causing all this problem in your brain and your body and this vulnerability. Okay, so when we train ourselves through regulated self-mind management, which is what I'm teaching you in this book, you can then turn yourself, tie off those loose ends of that argument, get it resolved, and reduce the reactivity, reduce those negative emotions, reduce that residue effect. And you can actually now move forward into a healthy way in that relationship. And once you've done it in one relationship, once you can apply it many more times in that same relationship, but also then you get the practice to apply it to other relationships. So you become good at this in so many different instances. So if you keep arguing, you're practicing arguing. But if you keep training yourself to resolve the argument and you practice that, you practice becoming an argument resolver versus an argument activator. Okay, so we can't always control the events and circumstances, the stresses and that come into our life and the people around us. We can't control that. We can control how we respond. You're in control of your mind. You have agency. You don't have to. You can put up that boundary. I don't want that my body in that state where that blister won't. My healing ability of my body is reduced by 65%. I don't want to hold this toxicity in me. I don't want to be affecting someone else. I would much rather put up that boundary and resolve that argument. Okay, so that's a decision we need to recognize, that we cannot control the events and circumstances and other people, but we can control our own self-regulated mind management and therefore become responders versus reactors. So the extent, so with arguments, the extent to which you can tie off the stress so it's not having this gnawing impact. That's what this unresolved arguments have. That's such a great explanation. Gnawing impact. You're gnawing. It's like G-N-A-W-I-N-G, that gnawing impact. So the extent to which you can tie off the stress so that it's not having this gnawing impact at you over the course of the day or a few days will help minimize the potential long-term impact. You can do this, and you can use the neurocycle to help you do that. So very quickly, how would you do the neurocycle? 5 steps, you gather awareness of as you feeling yourself moving into this argument or you're in the argument, gather awareness of what are my emotional, physical, behavioral, perspective, warning signals. Quickly reflect. Why am I doing this? Ask, answer, discuss. If you've got time, write it down in the metacog. I explained to you how to make a metacog here. And then recheck. In other words, look at what you've written to find what are the patterns that are going on here. What can you do? How can you stop this? What could be an antidote? How could you resolve this? And then the active reach, do it. Actually step in and say, okay, let's now resolve. So you can do those 4 steps in your head. And the 5th step, you can literally, that would be your action. Okay, we've argued enough. Let's tie this off. Let's agree to disagree. Let's try to resolve this and calm down, speak with kindness, et cetera, et cetera. So I hope this has helped you. Remember, arguments that are not tied off, that naught us, decrease our longevity and decrease our healing. So resolve your arguments. And you can use the neurocycle to help you. I hope this has helped you. Thanks for joining me today, and I look forward to seeing you next week. I hope you found today's podcast interesting and helpful. If you want more tips and help with managing anxiety, depression, and mental health, be sure to visit my website at drleaf.com. and to sign up for my weekly newsletter, where I also include a schedule of my speaking events and so much more. And follow me on social media. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Just look for Dr. Caroline Leith. Also, I love seeing all your posts on social media about this podcast. I love seeing what resonates with you and what you've learned. So be sure to continue posting and tagging me and letting me know what you think and how these tips worked out for you. And don't forget, leave a review and keep spreading the word about this podcast. Thank you for joining me today. I really hope you learned something new and helpful. Till then, I'm Dr. Caroline Leith. This podcast represents the opinions of myself and my guests. The content here should not be taken as medical advice. The content here is for educational and informational purposes only. Please consult your healthcare professional for any individual medical questions you may have. While we make every effort to ensure that the information we are sharing is accurate, we welcome any comments, suggestions, or corrections of errors.